SouthGeorgia.com.
I have never seen anything like this.
South Georgia's news and information leader.
Let me start by saying thanks for all that you do.
News Talk 105.9.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells.
Brought to you by Smoothie King, Vanasta Health and Wellness, Health Life Magazine, and Factor X Fitness.
And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Good evening, and it's Thursday, and again, it's time for another edition of Fit Talk Radio, and I'm Maria, your host. And Chase is here with me this evening, and we've got a great show planned for you. Got a couple of real special guests that are going to be here with us. One of them is going to be Mr. Jim Puckett. He just recently wrote a book, Hell is for Real, Too. Mr. Puckett is going to be talking to us about his book, and he also hails out of the fitness industry, and we go back a long way, so we're certainly looking forward to having Mr. Puckett on with us talking about his narrow escape from hell and death. Quite interesting, don't you think, Chase?
That is.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear Jim's story. He also works over in Ben Hill County with my husband, Jim, and he was a high school administrator, and now Jim Puckett is a writer and published author and a motivational speaker, so I'm looking very forward to hearing Jim's story. Later on in the show, we're going to have Miss Linda Bolton, and I know you've seen her picture, and she's been on with us before, but she has Faithfully Fit, and she is 60 years young and has a body you can bounce a quarter off of.
Wow. Yeah, I remember you showed me a picture of, like, she was in a show or something.
Right. And she won Mr. Lee Haney's show, and she is awesome. But more than just her physical body, Chase, she is beautiful on the inside, too, and carries the love of Christ with her. So awesome. She's going to be talking to us about being faithfully fit and encouraging people like myself who are older to get in shape. I've also got something on the horizon. I'm looking very forward to talking to our listeners about it. And that's going to be coming up later this month and into February. But I am creating, along with another friend of mine out of Atlanta, Georgia, a fitness video. So we're excited about that great piece of work coming up. Me on a video teaching you how to work out. What about that, Chase? Imagine that.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. And she's a great instructor herself and been in the business a long time. It'll be Rachel Payne and Maria, and we were going to be teaching you how to make it count. So I'll be telling you more about that later as we progress with that and get it all finished and done. Well, I think it's going to be a great show. And also, Health Life Magazine, one of our great sponsors, has a new magazine out, the new one out for January. And Finding a Way, Turning Fitness into Business, is on the cover. Also on the cover is Miss Dorothy Gay, and she is talking about how Gamma Knife Perfection at Archibald, it is a non-invasive brain surgery, has changed her life. So the new copy of Health Life Magazine is available for your pickup. We've got some at Factor X Fitness over on Norman Drive in Tifton, Georgia. They have them at Harvey's on 41. And of course, yours truly is in there, me again. And it's 16 Reasons to Get Fit in 2016. So a lot of interesting things. And here's one of those things. Weight training can reverse the natural decline in your metabolism, which begins around the age of 30. So that's the first reason to get fit in 2016. And the last one, Chase, and I know you'll be interested in this one, number 16, is healthy bodies lead to a strong and healthy sex life. So I know you were interested in that one, so I thought I'd point that one out. There's also 14 more in between there. Movement of the body, weight training, aerobics has positive effect on all 650 of your muscles. So you'll want to pick that up, if for no other reason, just to read the 16 reasons to get fit in 2016. But Health Life is a great little magazine. It's local. It is. It covers four counties. It covers Lowndes County, Colquitt County, Tift County, and Thomasville. I don't know what county. I guess that's Thomas County. So it's a neat little magazine. So a lot of humanitarian stories in there, a lot of good information. It's Health Life Magazine. Health Life is produced by the people, same people that produce In the Game Magazine.
So I didn't know that.
Yes, it's a great little magazine, and it's out now. It's a bi-monthly publication, so it only comes out 6 times a year. So it'll be out again in March. But the new one for January is out right now, and got Miss Dorothy Gay's life story about her, how her non-invasive brain surgery changed her life. So it's really a great little magazine. So stop by and pick one up. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back, and hopefully we'll have Mr. Jim Puckett here to talk to us about Hell is for Real, too. This is Maria Wells, and I'm your host for Fit Talk Radio, 105.9 WVGA.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Factor X Fitness, the place to be in 2016 to start your fitness journey.
Hi, I'm Brenna. I've been working out at Factor X Fitness for about a year and a half now. I've lost 35-40 pounds, and it is the best gym by far I've ever been to. Everyone's super friendly. They care about you, and if you have any questions, they're always eager to answer.
Hey, my name is Dee. I've been working out at Factor Fitness for 3 years. It's a great place to work out.
Hey, I'm Robert. Been here at Factor Fitness since they opened up. Enjoyed it. Great people, great location, great environment. Everybody should come out here and try it out.
Hey, this is Debbie. I've been training at Factor Fitness with Maria for over 2 years. I come in stressed and feeling unmotivated, but I leave sweating and feeling great.
Hello, I'm Maria, a trainer at Factor X Fitness. So come by and see us today and let us get you started on your 2016 fitness journey. 1711 Norman Drive. Call us at 469-4292 and get your fitness journey started today.
We're entering the busiest time of year for most people. Football season, school functions, holidays. Unfortunately, it coincides with cold and flu season. A stressed lifestyle can lower the body's ability to fight off illness, which is important during this time of year. The more exposed you are, the greater your chances are of catching the latest bug that's making its rounds through the community. It is possible, however, to sail through the season unscathed just by using a few smartly chosen supplements to help your body remain strong and healthy. Natural Health offers many different choices to keep your body strong, boost your natural defenses. Should you find yourself already sick, just check out our natural options to help you recover fast. Our knowledgeable staff is here to assist you in finding the best solutions and keeping yourself healthy so you can enjoy the season without breaking the bank. Come see us today, 1900 Gorto Road, Peachtree Plaza, because the best health is natural health.
You know, the Transformation Weight Loss Challenge was, I guess, was launched about 7 years ago to come up with a way to impact the health of people with a total turnkey approach. That is why I created this Transformation Weight Loss Challenge, not only to transform the body, but also transform the mind and the lifestyle of it. So we use that same approach because what we have with the Transformation Now Challenge is, number one, a good eating program that people can follow. You know, it's no rocket science stuff. You know, you can go right to your Kroger, Publix, or whatever grocery store you're using to buy foods. Right there, you don't have to order any engineered foods or that sort of thing. Then, of course, we give you a workout program that you can use right there in the comfort of your home. If you want to join a gym, then great, you can do that. And, you know, we advise that too, particularly for those who have a limited amount of knowledge about training and exercise. So we do promote, you know, the benefits of having a good personal trainer. Then we also incorporate in the program supplementation.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lee Haney, and we've been talking to him, 8 times Mr. Olympia, about the Transformation Challenge 2016. You can go to leehaney.com and get all the information about the 2016 Lee Haney Transformation Challenge. Thank you so much, Mr. Haney, for joining us this evening.
Well, we're bringing the new year with us to out-train the 2015. We're having a big get-together on January the 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and what that is going to include is factor battles, and that includes the bench press contest, push-ups, pull-ups, planks, things like that. We're going to have some giveaways. We're doing some free class demos with our new classes for 2016. We'll be doing Piloxi with Sierra. We'll be doing Zumba with Lindsay. We'll do boot camp with two of our new instructors, Lewis and Rebecca. And we'll be doing a kick butt challenge that is being done in the afternoon also, and that will be with me. And we're just bringing in the new year with a big bang.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, this is Maria, and this is Fit Talk Radio, and I'm your host, and we've got a great show planned for you this evening. I believe we have Mr. Jim Puckett on the line. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I am just absolutely fabulous. How are you today, Jim?
I'm fantastic.
Well, you sound it. And listen, we are so excited. I've had a lot of hits on my Facebook, and everybody's excited about listening to your story tonight. Well, I'm going to give everybody, the listeners, a little bit of background,
okay.
Jim. I met Jim and his ex-wife many years ago over in Fitzgerald, and I actually taught class for you people. Isn't that right, Jim?
You did. Sure did.
And, yes, and so I met Jim. He was a young, studly-looking man. He's a young, studly-looking grown man now.
There you go.
but anyway, and things happened, and I ended up with the gym, and I was excited about that, and we kind of lost touch, Jim, did we not? But
we did.
You know,
many years,
and then all of a sudden, you are a high school administrator working with my husband over in Ben Hill County.
That's right. I was actually an administrator at the elementary school.
Right.
And he's at the high school, and we
right.
worked together, and that's when I found out that he was married to you, and I found out what a small world we live in.
Isn't it, though? And Jim, let me tell you something. You know, Jim and I have a story. Everybody has one, and we have, but God is so good, and he's so gracious to us, and I love that man. But had it not been for me coming to Fitzgerald to your gym, and then you getting out of the gym business and me getting in the gym business, you know, that's where I met my husband. That's where I met Jim Wells, right there.
It does.
At Unique Physique there, and then later it was Pro Body, and my name. And now, you know, here we have both come full circle. It's just unbelievable how God can bring you together.
Right.
And at that moment in time, as you know, I wasn't married and Jim wasn't married at the time either when I met him, you know, and I lost touch with you. And all of a sudden now, here we all are again.
I know. God's always got a plan.
That is so true. And you're ahead of me. You've already written your book, but I'm in the process of writing one. And over and over, when I do give my testimony, I talk about how God's got a plan. And I didn't plan to be in radio, Jim.
Right.
But I am in radio. God opened a door, and
that's
I've
right.
walked through it. And he is just blessing me and opening doors for me. And, well, listen, Jim, you and I both come out of the fitness industry. You know, I know you worked out. You owned the gym. You know, but, you know, you've things happened. And I'm pretty sure you're still in pretty good shape, although I haven't seen you.
I try.
There you go. I know you're pushing that 50. I'm over the 50. I know you're pushing it. You've had a lot of things happen to you, and you've written this book, Hell is for Real, too. So give us a little bit of background about that.
Okay. Maria, I was in Metro Atlanta for about 12 years, and it's where I met my wife now, Joanna Puckett, and she was a deputy sheriff in Atlanta, and had a beautiful daughter and decided to come back home to Fitzgerald. And I went to work at elementary school, but we were living in Cordill. But on January the 16th of 2010, I had an explosion in my backyard. I was trying to light an outdoor fireplace, and a gasoline can exploded on me, and literally my entire body was engulfed in flames, and I did the only thing that maybe you can think of doing when you're on fire, is I ran and jumped in a pond that was in my backyard, and walked out. I literally remember going under the water and hearing it like a sizzle, and I thought, okay, I'm out. I can walk up now. My next thought was, if I'm not dead now, my wife's about to kill me.
I know she's laughing about that now.
She is, because she's listening. but I walked out, and that's when things started. I knew I was burned. I didn't know how badly. Luckily, and again, we talk about God's plan, my next-door neighbor was a ER nurse, and her husband was the head of the EMTs in Cordele. And the next thing you know, I'm being loaded on an ambulance, then loaded on a medevac helicopter and flown to Augusta, where I spent 2 months in a medically induced coma while they were trying to put me back together. On the way to Augusta in that helicopter, as I read the notes later, it said that he coded, which means I died in that helicopter. And God wasn't done with me, though. And they brought me back, and the reason my book is entitled Hell is for Real 2 is because my only memory of those 2 months in that coma is of being in some really deep, dark water.
I was going to say. In your book, you talk about, being submerged in this murky water.
And the reason, there's a book and a movie, a very successful book and movie entitled Heaven is for Real. And in that, a young boy thinks that he went to heaven when he had his near-death experience, and he talks about what happened. Well, I don't know where I was, but I know I wasn't in heaven, and I know I never want to go back there again. I was in some deep, dark water with some really bad people, and I couldn't get out, and I didn't know how I was going to get out.
You kept saying that you were trying to get your head above water.
Yeah. I was about to go under, and people everywhere around me, and I was trying to avoid eye contact because they all wanted to fight, and I could tell it was just a really bad, mean place, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how I had gotten there, didn't know how I was going to get out. I just knew that I was more scared than I'd ever been in my life, and the only thing I knew to do was to pray, something that had been instilled in me since I was young.
But you were a Christian before
yes,
this happened, and you had loved the Lord, it wasn't like you were an atheist, you knew the Lord, right?
Yeah, and that's what... And exactly. And so I started praying and praying and praying and praying. And I was a Christian, and I think I was a good Christian, and I was loved my family, and I think I was a good guy. But I promise you that at that time I asked God to please let me go back to my family. And you think I'm a good Christian now, I'll become a better Christian, a better husband, a better father, a better educator, whatever I need to do. Please, 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 Lord, let me go back to my family. And he did.
Well, I know, Jim, I've heard through the grapevine that you are a great administrator, and that you are a loving husband, a loving father, and that you have really motivated a lot of people. I do believe that God, allowed this to happen allowed you to go through this. I'm not going to say allowed it to happen, but allowed you to go through this so that you could minister to other people. And I know that's exactly what you're doing.
Maria, that's exactly. And what's amazing about all this, and I told you the other day when we talked, that honestly, if I could go back to January 16th, 2010, and prevent this from happening,
you said you wouldn't
prevent it. I don't know that I would do that.
Right.
Because it has changed me that much. And my wife will tell you, the very day that I woke up from a coma in the J.M. Steele Burn Center at Doctor's Hospital in Augusta, the very day I woke up, I told her that I wanted to write a book and I wanted to become a motivational speaker. I can't explain why, but I was so excited. I wanted to get out of that hospital. I wanted to get started. It was just, I knew. I mean, I had this clear focus that I knew that's what God wanted me to do.
And, it doesn't happen to everybody like that, Jim, but it did for you. And what a great thing. People go through life, I think, trying to find their purpose. They're looking for it in the gym. They're looking for it in this thing and that thing and this new little fad. And you know, so you're blessed in that way. Is your wife there with you, Jim?
No, she's actually at our house. I don't have a landline at my house. We just use cell phones, so I'm actually over at my mom's house.
Okay, I was gonna say, let's put her on the line here. Let's talk to her.
And see, that's what people don't understand, Maria, is that when you go through something like what I did, people always say, "Oh, bless your heart. I hate that you had to go through that." Well, I was asleep for 2 months. I was fine. Your family is who goes through that.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. What a torturous thing for yes. You have a brother, Wayne. Is that right?
Yes, Wayne. My sister Susie, my mom, my daughter Hannah, my son Luke, who was in high school at the time, my wife Joanna. Who, you know, one of the first things I remember when I woke up is my mom sitting at the end of my bed, telling me, "Jim, you got to wake up and number one, see what your wife is the most amazing person. She has been such a rock. I mean, she had to take over things like paying bills, like, I mean, all the stuff that I did that she had no idea just because we never talked about it. She, you know, she handled her stuff and I handled my stuff and she just had to do it. I mean, you do what you got to do. And that's what we did. And she was amazing. And then Mom also wanted to tell me, you got to wake up and see what's going on back in Fitzgerald.
Well, I thought she said that you asked, did you miss the Super Bowl?
Well, my wife, see, that's why my wife needs to be here, because she will tell you that one of the first things I said was, because you realize, you know, I missed the Super Bowl, because my coma started in the middle of January, and I didn't wake up till March. And so that was one of the things that hit me, but I told her that, of course, saying that I loved you and I missed you had to be the first thing I said. Maybe the Super Bowl part came later.
That was funny to me. But anyway, well, you know, yeah, I mean, Fitzgerald is a small town. It's a small community. You know, you had been there for many years, and I believe your oldest son was born there.
He was.
And I remember him when he was just a little small type myself. So, you know, so Fitzgerald really rallied around you. Did not your community and the school system and everybody, did they not rally around you?
It was pretty amazing. And you don't, you know, you hate to have to go through something like a tragedy to really appreciate what you have. But I did. And the community, my family, former students, my brother was telling me when I woke up, you got to wake up, and there are students and former players calling you from all over the country, calling to check on you. And, you know, as educators, there are days where we just don't know if our students are getting what we're trying to get to them. And so it was nice to find out that you do have an effect on some of those students' lives.
We talked about that. You know, my husband, Jim, I can't take him anywhere without somebody hollering, "Coach Wells, Coach Wells." You know, and I look around, but one of the greatest compliments to me, and I was so proud of him, of a student come up to him at a where we were and said, you know, "Coach Wells, you know, I'll never forget you." And you know, that makes a wife feel good. And so I know that it made your wife feel good about you and
It does, because as educators, that's what we try to do. I mean, we try to take these kids in every single day and just try to, you know, I talk about in my book about if we would all just try to make your little piece of the world a better place every day. And as an educator, that's what I try to do every day, because some of these kids don't have positive role models in their lives. But at school, they could. You knew where they were going to be for those 8 hours at school, and you could be that positive role model. And I've always said being an educator is an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility and something that should be taken very seriously.
Well, I know that during the time that you were, when you did wake up, and you were on a lot of drugs, Jim. You were on a lot of drugs and medication. And, you know, the listeners will think this is comical, and it kind of was, but it really wasn't, I'm sure, for you at the time. But, you know, so that they can understand, you know, how much pain that you would have been in had you been awake, you know. But you said some of those drugs, you know, you were paranoid.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, when I woke up, you go from being me, I mean, as a health nut and used to own a health club and a certified instructor, and I've always been very weird about my health. And so I go from hardly ever being sick a day in my life to being in a coma in the hospital for 2 months, from never taking medicine to being on
high doses
of drugs.
Right.
So yes, when I woke up, one of the stories I tell in my book is that I literally thought my wife was trying to have me killed. She was sitting on one side of the bed.
It was funny when I was reading it.
And every time my wife would turn away from me, I would tell my brother, you cannot leave me here. She's going to kill me if you leave me here. And Maria, I believe that with every bit of my being.
I'm sure you did.
I mean, that's how powerful those drugs were.
Right.
And luckily, they had told Joanna about, you know, one of the side effects was paranoia. And so she took it all with a grain of salt, thank God. And we all laugh about it now.
Right.
But at the time, I was dead serious. I was so mad at my brother for leaving that hospital today, I could not believe he was just going to leave me there.
With her there about to kill you.
Yeah, I thought, well, he said, I'll call you tonight. I thought, well, don't worry about it. I'm going to be dead.
I think I do remember reading that. You said, I'm going to be dead. Don't bother calling me because I'll be dead because she's going to kill me, you know. And, you know, we're laughing now, but it was such a real thing and such a long recovery. And even though you woke up, you weren't recovered then, were you, Jim? I mean,
no. I mean, you go in a healthy guy and you wake up. When you're laying in a bed for 2 months, things happen to your body. I mean, you're talking about muscle atrophy. You're talking about just having to learn. People ask me about the burns. About 60% of my body is covered in mostly third-degree burns now. But it wasn't the burns that was a problem. I had to learn to walk again. The physical therapy was really, really, really hard. And I remember the scariest part, and I talk about this in my book, when I had to, they asked me to get up and walk one day. And I remember them swinging my legs over the side of the bed, and he said, can you stand up? And I kind of laughed at the guy, and I said, of course I can stand up. And I went to stand up, Maria, and I couldn't.
I couldn't even begin
to stand up. And then that's when I got scared. I didn't know. I'd never experienced that before. I didn't know why I could not stand up. And I had to learn to walk again. And it was a very, very, very scary thing.
Well, you know, I know that a lot of your family members and everybody didn't really think you were going to make it.
No. I mean, and they, you know, doctors, I can't say enough about Doctors Hospital in Augusta and how wonderful they were to my family, answering questions. You know, my wife and my mother said never did they ask a question where they were made to feel like that's a stupid question, or, you know, they made sure that they knew they were there for them at any time. But yeah, I mean, it was scary. When I came back from my coma and I was sitting in my house the first day I got back, my neighbor, the EMT, who probably saved my life that night, was looking at me just really strangely. And I was like, what, David? Why? He said, Jim, you just don't understand, buddy. He said, when you left on that helicopter, he said, I've been doing this for 30 years. He said, I was a one-way ticket. He said, I never thought I'd see you alive again. So I'm just amazed that you're here. And that kind of gave me chills and scared me.
Well, there you go. God's got a plan, Jim.
And somebody told me that, you know, one of the things somebody said to me while I was in the hospital was that, I don't know what it is yet, but God's got a plan for you because you should not be here.
Isn't that amazing? You know, you got confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. And I know that when I knew you many, many years ago in the gym business, that Jim Puckett is not the same Jim Puckett that I'm talking to today.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I've grown up a lot.
Not that the Jim Puckett I knew was bad. I mean, you were cute. I thought you were pretty cute, Jim. And I think every other woman that ever saw you thought so too, you know.
Well,
so
that was part of my problem.
You know, listen, man, that's part of all of our problems, you know, pride and arrogance. We're not going to kill anybody. We're not going to steal anything. But you know, our pride and arrogance, and Jim, I would have to say that's a parallel here. That's, you know, ditto on my part, and something that God had to bring me to my knees on, because we've lived our lives, Jim, for, especially in the type of business that we're in. And
right.
Listen, I love the gym business. I'm still in it to this day. God's opened the door for me to continue to be in the fitness industry. But I learned, you know, it's not all about us, is it? It's not about all of us from the outside in. It's about us from the inside out.
That's exactly right. And you run into things like I ran into and that you've dealt with, I mean, that humble you in ways that it's something that you just have to go through. And I look back at that person now and I go, and I don't even know that person. How? I mean, again, I don't think I was a bad person at all. I did a lot.
Well, you weren't. You were not a bad person.
It's just it's a learning process.
You were the hometown boy. You were the golden boy of Fitzgerald. You played football. You were Mr. Everything. You were Mr. Wonderful. You were good looking. You were, you know, I mean, I know. I heard the stories. Yeah. I know.
But it's just nice that you can, you know, we moved back here permanently to Fitzgerald in December, and just being back home is such a it's such a relief. It's such a I wake up in the morning. This community means so much to me. I wake up wanting to make it a better place. You know, I want to make the school system a better place. I want to make the community. I want to make everything here better. And I'm so happy that my family is here now. And and the way the community stood behind me when my accident happened, and more than that, the way they stood behind my family was just amazing.
Well,
amazing.
There is benefits to being brought up in a small town and growing up in a small town. You know, I'm from Tifton, obviously. I live in Chula. So, you know, talking about
exactly.
Small communities. Jim Wells is from Pleasant City, a village. So, you know, we are all, you know, it's just amazing. And I wrote an article about Pleasant City when I was in when we were there at Christmas time,
right.
And it was published in the newspaper up there, and it was a tribute to the small town, and I because that builds like we build lives in small towns. Not that they can't be built in larger towns, but you know, when that community, when something happens, or the good or the bad, that community just wraps their arms around you. And you know, to me, there's nothing like South Georgia.
There's not. And it's funny because when, you know, it's the stereotype, you know, when you're 18, you're ready to go. I couldn't wait to get out of here and get to the University of Georgia and go start my life and you know, do this and do that and see the world. And here I am right back in Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Me and you both, brother. I understand.
I can be.
Absolutely. You sound it. Well, Jim, we're going to go to a commercial break and then we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria, your host, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Jim, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Everything good?
Everything's fantastic. I knew it would be. I knew you and I would be able to speak to each other just fine.
Yeah. It would have been, I would have liked if you could have been here in the studio. We might could have, and I would like to probably have you over, may figure out some way to get you over here to Valdosta to speak to some young people one day.
Especially once I get the paperback book in my hand.
Yeah, I really wish you already. When are you going to get that, by the way?
Most likely it will be here by the 15th of February.
Okay. We're going to talk about that when we come back on the air, and I'm going to say, you know, I know that I downloaded it on Amazon and it's $5.99.
Tell them how to get it.
Right. Tell them how to get it, where to get it. Tell them about the paperback coming up.
Right.
Do you have any speaking engagements coming up?
No, I don't have anything lined up right now.
Okay. You might want to put that out there that you are available for that, you know. So, you know, whatever your heart leads you to say, and, you know.
Yeah.
So we've got about 10 more minutes.
Okay.
So you just, and we'll just talk, okay?
Yeah. Sounds good to me. I think it's going fine.
Oh, I think it's going great. Yeah. Fabulous. All right, where are we at on the commercials, Chase? You there, Jim?
I am.
We got about 2.5 more minutes, he says, for the commercials.
You're good. I like your voice. You're fine. It's smooth. I like it.
Thank you. I get a lot of that. It's amazing because I never would have dreamed that this would have been, you know, what I would do. But, you know, at my age, I'm trying to stay in the fitness industry, but I'm tired of training people. I'm obviously was tired of the gym business after 30 years. So, you know, I got out of that 8 years ago as far as running a gym. But I love the industry, and it's just grown by leaps and bounds. You know, you hit the nail on the head when you talk about, you know, we just get so self-absorbed sometimes.
Yeah.
Of course, this industry lends to that.
With what we do. Maria, I remember, and I don't want to talk about this on the air, but I remember going to Pizza Hut over there one day, me and Ricky Webb, and I walked in and I had my little tight stuff on, you know, and there's ladies at a table got up over there and started clapping just because I walked in the door. I mean, and at the time, I just ate that up.
Well, sure we did. Absolutely.
I mean, now I would crawl under a table.
You probably wouldn't, but there's a little bit of that left in us all.
Oh, sure,
I mean,
and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Listen, it's so funny. I tell this story, and Jim's heard it, so it's not a big deal. But I wouldn't tell on the air either. But you know,
I'm getting just so you you, and I'm getting texts from all over
the
state from people that are listening and tell me how great everything's going.
But I was at ABAC, and I teach a class at ABAC, Upward Bound, and I run through there, and I had my ponytail, my sunglasses on. These guys started hollering at me. Here I am, 55 years old,
Right.
And I just ignore them, I just keep on going. And finally, they just keep hollering at me, "Hey, stop, stop." I turned around, I said, what, and they said, "Who are you? We've never seen you before." I said, "No, because I'm old enough to be your mother." And they said, "No, you're not." So I took my sunglasses off. I said, "Now look at me. How old do you think I am?" And they're like, "Man, you look good. You got them legs, So of course we like that,
That's
exactly right. But at 56, it doesn't mean as much to us anymore, does it, John?
Right. Well, you're right. I mean, we all like to hear that we still look good. But it's just funny. It's just different now.
Exactly. Absolutely. And my gym, we talk about that all the time. Of course, Jim acts like he don't like people to look at him, but he's crazy.
Well, and I do the same thing, and he's lying.
Yeah. Somewhere deep down there, he liked that those abs on that picture that I posted on Facebook. He liked that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. We should. I mean, heck, I think you got to be proud of that, man.
All right, we're going back on the air.
All right.
Lee Haney, and we've been talking to him 8 times, Mr. Olympia, about the Transformation Challenge 2016. You can go to leehaney.com and get all the information about the 2016 Lee Haney Transformation Challenge. Thank you so much, Mr. Haney, for joining us this evening.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on Newstalk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello, and this is Maria. I'm your host, and this is Fit Talk Radio, and we have been speaking with Mr. Jim Puckett. And Jim is living in Fitzgerald, Georgia, and he has written a great book, and we've been talking to him. Jim, are you still there with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Well, hell is for real, too, and for you it was very, very real.
Yes, ma'am, it was. Just an experience that you never think you'll go through in your life, but, I was talking to my son one day about this, and Luke's in college now. In Valdosta, and we were talking about the whole, we don't talk about all this a lot, just we don't dwell on all the negative. We vowed when we left that hospital that they tried to send psychologists and psychiatrists. They said, "You're going to be depressed." I said, "No, y'all, no."
I'm not. Ooh, hallelujah, I like that.
I'm good, and I never have been. But my son said one day, he said, "Daddy," he said, "we are a stronger family because of it. And I still got my dad, and nothing else really matters."
And didn't that just make you feel 10 feet tall?
Well, and that's pretty simple, but he's exactly right. But after that incident, I'm telling you, I just had a vision and told my wife from day one, and this has been our plan, to write this book and start doing some motivational speaking so we can start helping other people. And that's what I want to do.
Well, Jim, it's I'm just so proud of you, and I'm not only proud of what you're doing, but I'm inspired by you. I'm definitely
Thank
inspired
you. Really
by you and motivated
you
by you. I know you. I know where you came from. I think I understand you pretty well, and I'm just telling you, you have inspired me and others. Well, I want people to get this book, so I know I downloaded it from Amazon. So yeah, tell us how they can get it.
What's going on with it? It's only available as an ebook right now, so you can download it from Amazon.com. You can download it to your Kindle, or if you don't have a Kindle, you can download it to any tablet or any smartphone or any other computer device that you have using the free Kindle app. It's $5.99. We do have plans for it to be available for the Nook, the Barnes & Noble Nook, and also on iBooks with the Apple iPhone, hopefully here within the next week that'll be done.
Wow.
And then it'll also be available in paperback. Right now we're shooting for the middle of February. So hopefully no later than February the 15th, it will be available in paperback. A lot of people around here, especially in small towns, and have come up to us and actually – they like to have an actual book in their hands.
I'm like that too, Jim.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
I like that book in my hand.
I get it.
So,
we wanted to change people's lives, Maria, and I think you and I have a lot of that in common. And one of the things that I read a lot of the reviews that people have written about my book, and one of the things that people have said was it's just made me sit down and think and made me think about so many things in my life. And that's what we wanted to do. I wanted to make you laugh, I wanted to make you cry, and I wanted to make you think about things.
Well, that's what you said, and you wanted people to learn from your experience.
Yes, ma'am. Because that's what we all do. If I can do that, and again, I say several times in that book about making your little piece of the world a better place. And I think I can do that by sharing my experiences with others and letting them take what it is from me. And I say also in that because there's chapters on parenting, there's chapters on teaching, there's chapters on marriage. And I say several times also that, look, I'm not an expert in any of this stuff by any stretch of the imagination, but here's what works for me, and here's what I've learned, and here's what maybe I wish I'd known 25 years ago.
Exactly. I mean, and I see that in the book. Hell is for Real, too. It's One Man's True Near-Death Experiences. Jim Puckett from Fitzgerald, Georgia. You can download the book on Amazon. The Kindle edition is $5.99, and it's coming out in paperback middle of February, February the 15th. I believe Jim is available for motivational speaking, and hopefully when you get your books in, we'll have a book signing somewhere, Jim.
Yeah, we're going to do one here at the local library, and I'd also, you know, love to come to Valdosta. And people can also follow me at Jim Puckett on my Facebook page to find out more about it. I try to put as much information about the book and what's coming out, when it'll be available, on what formats, as much as I can.
Well, Jim, we are just so honored that you took the time out of your busy schedule to visit with us here on Fit Talk Radio, and we are going to keep track of you and see what is in store next, what plan God has for Jim Puckett as we move forward into 2016.
Well, and I just want to thank you for having me, Maria. It's been a blessing to be here, and we're excited about the future. There's definitely going to be more books in our future, hopefully some speaking engagements where we can get out and change some people's lives.
Well, I think you've already doing that, and the more you open your heart to God and follow His plan for your life, Jim, the more doors He's going to open for you and your wife. I hope that I have the opportunity to meet her one day and to speak with her, and we'll have you back later on in the year, and maybe we can have Joanna with us y'all can come.
Love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Puckett. He Hell is for Real, too. One Man's True Near-Death Experience. And you can purchase it on Amazon, and on the Kindle edition is $5.99. And this has been Jim Puckett. Jim, we thank you so much. Coming up next on Fit Talk Radio shortly is Miss Linda Bolton. She is 60 years young, and she has Faithfully Fit. And we're going to be talking with her just momentarily right after this commercial break. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Factor X Fitness, the place to be in 2016 to start your fitness journey.
Hi, I'm Brenna. I've been working out at Factor X Fitness for about a year and a half now. I've lost 35, 40 pounds, and it is the best gym by far I've ever been to. Everyone's super friendly. They care about you, and if you have any questions, they're always eager to answer.
Hey, my name is D. I've been working out at Factor Fitness for 3 years. It's a great place to work out.
Hey, I'm Robert. Been here at Factor Fitness since they opened up. Enjoyed it. Great people, great location, great environment. Everybody should come out here and try it out.
Hey, this is Debbie. I've been training at Factor Fitness with Maria for over 2 years. I come in stressed and feeling unmotivated, but I leave sweating and feeling great.
Hello, I'm Maria, a trainer at Factor X Fitness. So come by and see us today and let us get you started on your 2016 fitness journey. 1711 Norman Drive. Call us at 469-4292 and get your fitness journey started today.
We're entering the busiest time of year for most people. Football season, school functions, holidays. Unfortunately, it coincides with cold and flu season. A stressed lifestyle can lower the body's ability to fight off illness, which is important during this time of year. The more exposed you are, the greater your chances are of catching the latest bug that's making its rounds through the community. It is possible, however, to sail through the season unscathed just by using a few smartly chosen supplements to help your body remain strong and healthy. Natural Health offers many different choices to keep your body strong, boost your natural defenses. Should you find yourself already sick, just check out our natural options to help you recover fast. Our knowledgeable staff is here to assist you in finding the best solutions and keeping yourself healthy so you can enjoy the season without breaking the bank. Come see us today, 1900 Gorto Road, Peachtree Plaza, because the best health is natural health.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello, and we're back. And this is Fit Talk Radio, and I'm Maria, your host. And we have just had Mr. Puckett on the phone, and very inspirational and motivational person with his book, Hill is for Real, too. And we have on the line now with us Miss Linda Bolton. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Doing well.
Well, tell us all about Faithfully Fit. Now, listeners, Linda, you won Mr. Haney's show last year in October, and I have been posting your picture around and showing everyone about you and tell them how beautiful you are, not only on the outside, but on the inside. And you have really motivated a lot of my clients down south here.
Well, praise God. That's a good thing. That's what it's all about.
Well, and they are, you know, of course, I always have to tell them your age, and then they don't believe me.
Well, you know what they say, age is nothing but a number.
There you go. And listen, I tell them, you've got to go, listeners out there, you've got to go to Linda M. Bolton on Facebook and look at her picture in that green competition bikini. You can bounce a quarter off your body. Well, tell me about being Faithfully Fit.
Okay. Well, first, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show and giving me the platform to be able to talk about the concept, stay faithfully fit. In today's society, wellness, health, and fitness seems to get a lot of attention, not to mention a lot of our dollars.
Absolutely.
In terms of, you know, trying to achieve what we think we want to achieve in terms of how we want our bodies to look, and that of course sometimes determines how a person feels. And if your body doesn't look good, then chances are you don't feel good, and if you don't feel good, chances are most people have a bad attitude about life.
That is so very true, Linda. So very true.
Yeah, that can be contagious. But stay faithfully fit is not a pill. It's not a supplement. It's not a man-made concept. It is a biblical principle that ties faith and fitness together.
Well, you know, I believe in that concept, and I know that it's true, because we can't do God's work if we don't feel good. And nobody
that
wants to
correct.
Listen to a Christian who is down and out and in the down and out in the mouth. And, you know, so Linda, I'm right there with you, girl. I understand. You and I have been living this I've been living it my whole life. And, you know, we're trying to be motivators and encouragers, and you certainly have been, just to look at you and just to talk with you. But, I mean, your pictures speak 1,000 words. You are obviously, you know, practicing what you're preaching. And not only that, you know, beauty, you know, the idea that beauty is only skin deep, true beauty comes from within. And I believe you certainly have that.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, Maria. My thing is, in terms of staying faithfully fit, is it may sound foreign to the non-believer, but as Christians, my target audience are Christian women.
Absolutely.
I mean, the message itself, the concept itself can be applicable to anyone, but you and I both know that everybody doesn't dissect understand God's way of doing things if they're in a natural mindset.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
So staying faithfully fit is a spiritual principle or concept that is based on spiritual, the outline that's given to us as believers in the Bible. Working out and exercising is nothing new.
No, it's not. I mean, and taking care of your body, right.
That is correct. But for you and I, we take it a step further. We talk about taking care of our temple.
That's right. Because this is the temple of God, and we only have one. Linda, what I don't understand, and, you know, we've been trying to preach this for 2016 to, you know, people spend so much money on their cars and their houses, and you know, you can buy another car, you can get another house, you know, but you don't have another body. This is the only body that we have. And, you know, I had kind of a shock today, and you know about it. I'm not going to put it out there on the air, but, you know, I'm thinking, Lord, you know, what is it? You know, what is this? But, you know, you can't buy another liver, or you have to get on a long list for liver. You know, you can have a heart transplant, but, you know, God knows what you would only have to go through, you know, to have. So why do people not take care of their bodies, Linda? And what can we do, or what can you say to motivate them to make them want to take care of their body as the new year, as we go forward into the new year?
Well, according to 1 Corinthians 6:19, first of all, you have to believe that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have to have some level of faith to understand that these bodies were given to us in mint condition, and it's just like a girlfriend loaning. If I loaned you my dress, a brand new dress, or not a brand new dress, if I loaned you my dress in good condition, I would like that dress returned back to me in the same way.
Absolutely.
Or at least close to it. Well, as you said, most of us put more money into our cars and natural physical things, but you talk to someone about paying a personal trainer. We'll pay a doctor $100-something to go fix us.
Or to give us a pill, right.
That is correct. But don't talk about a fee when it comes to hiring a personal trainer.
To get your body in shape, right.
That is correct. So we don't see our bodies as an investment. We need to see our bodies as investment.
Absolutely. And that, I think that's the key. You just hit the nail on the head, Linda. We need to see people need to see their bodies as investments. And they see houses as investments. They see cars. But it's very, very hard for a lot of people to see their body as an investment.
Well, and that is true. But as those of the manual of life, the Bible in 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you and who God has given to us, and we are not our own? Now, that sums it up.
It absolutely does.
This is not your car. This is not your house. I'm loaning it to you.
Absolutely. Just like he's loaned us our children and our families. They're not ours. You know, we try to hold on to those things because we think that they're ours, but they're really not. God has loaned us this body. He's loaned us our families, our children. And, you know, we are to be good stewards of all that he's given us. And of course, our body should be the number one thing that we're a good steward of. Don't you think, Linda?
I do. But see, that's what I'm saying, Maria. What you and I are talking about is a level of faith-related principles. The world cannot discern what we're talking about.
You're right. Unless they know the Lord, they really can't. But, you know, we are spiritual, mental, and physical beings. I mean, you even say this, you know, as an author, you know, and guest speaker, you combine faith and fitness to achieve total fitness, spirit, soul, and body.
That is correct. So when I train people, and not to sell the concept of getting a personal trainer, whatever, it doesn't even matter. When I have a client, I try to educate them, and I let them know I am not your average trainer. I am a minister of fitness.
That means
I minister fitness to you. I don't just see how high you can jump or how fast you can run. That's irrelevant to me, because if you can't do what you need to do for life, then it's no sense of you doing it.
Well, Linda, I learned that many years ago. You know, I thought I was going to the foreign mission field to be a missionary when I was a young girl, and I didn't end up on the foreign mission field. I ended up right here, and the Lord showed me, said, you know, Maria, you can be a missionary right here in this business. People walk through your gym every day, and they're hurting. They think they want to lose weight. They think that they want to change their life. Their physical appearance, but what they need changing is their spiritual appearance, you know, their spiritual hearts. And I'm giving you an open field right here. I'm giving you a, you know, here, the crop is ripe right here, and they're walking in your door. You don't have to go to Africa to minister to them. You don't have to go to Indonesia. You don't have and so, you know, that got in my heart and spirit when I was a young girl and just had my first gym. And of course, Jim Puckett, I was just talking to him on the phone. Mm-hmm. That got in my heart in Fitzgerald, Georgia. And when I had my first gym over there, Pro Body, and, you know, and then I had, you know, two others after that. And so, you know, I do understand that. And it sounds like you are, you know, and God's going to send you the right clients, Linda, who are open.
Yes, he will.
Who are open and open and willing to accept that. Because you can't just heal the physical body. You know, you can heal it, but then you're going to be sick in your spirit and mind if you don't have the Lord. And of course, faith and fitness to me have always gone together. You know, stay fit, stay in faith, love your family, and always stay fit. That is my three F's that I close my show with every Thursday night. So I certainly agree with that. Linda, you have been an inspiration to me. I'm going to tell you that you have motivated me every time I think about, you know, I got off Coca-Cola's after looking at your body. Girl, I said, if I can't let that, I said, you know what I really said, Linda? I said to myself in the mirror, I said, by gosh, if that Linda can do it at 60 years old, Maria Lane Wells, you can do it at 56 years old. So, I even told Rachel and Steve, I said, Steve, okay, you and Rachel, y'all gonna get me in shape. Y'all gonna train me, you know, with my little ailments and stuff. And they thought it was funny. I was serious. I was dead serious, Linda. Now I was dead serious. Now I'm not gonna stand up next to you on stage, but I want to just look like I might could stand up next to you on stage.
Well, you know what? That's really funny, because one of the things they said, Lord told me the other day, he said it's not when you get in the race. And so what you're telling me, it's not when you get in the race. It's the key is getting in the race.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then run that race.
Yeah, yeah. There
so
you go.
Whether you have arms that look like this one or legs, just get in the race. Just get into the atmosphere where people can sow into your life.
Absolutely. And I'm going to surround myself with people that look like you and that talk like you and that pray like you. And, you know, and what you sent me today on the phone, and the listeners don't know that, but, you know, I had a little blip today, and that's all it was. It's just a little blip. And Linda, at the same time, I was texting you back, and I said, you know, keep me in your prayers. And girl, not only did you keep me in your prayers, but you sent me that scripture, and you were right on it, girl. I didn't even feel like I wanted to do the show today. I was really,
oh, really?
Downtrodden. I was just downtrodden. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Something just slapped me in the face that I wasn't expecting. And, you know, I was just like, oh my goodness, you know, God, why? But you know what? I know why. It's my testimony. I'm going to be an overcomer.
Correct.
I'm going to be an overcomer. This is not going to get me down.
Exactly.
And hopefully I'll be able to share some of this with the listeners next week. But it all has to do with, you know, a physical ailment. And I'm just believing God for my healing, because he says he is Jehovah Rapha. And he's our healer.
That's correct.
And
You're already healed.
Hey, man. Woo, healed. Praise God. Thank you, sister.
And you know, one of the things I would like to add to that, a lot of believers, when we go through something healing, or when we go through a healing, we don't say we're sick, we just say we're going through a healing. But in terms of exercising, because I know that you take care of your temple, you do your part, that is a faith work. Most of us don't understand, faith without works is dead.
Is absolutely.
You're doing the works, and you have the faith. So you would expect the full manifestation of your healing.
Absolutely.
Because you're doing your part, God has already done his part, you'll have supernatural healing.
Well, you know, talking with Jim Puggett, he was left up for dead there, you know, and what God has done for him. And, you know, the only thing that I feel can really attack me is my health, because, you know, we're not going to kill anybody. We're not going to steal from anybody. We're going to do everything that we can, you know, in purposely, you know. And so the only way that the devil can really, you know, just really get
correct.
Me is in my health, when I don't feel good, when I don't feel, you know, like I should. So, you know, it's a faith. I've always had faith for finances, but I'm learning to have faith for healing in my body that I've never had before.
Amen.
Because I've
Amen.
Had to. But Linda, you are just such an inspiration. Girl, I almost called you the other day and said, Linda, I'm going to print this picture out and put it by my refrigerator and on my car, because I'm in my car 2 hours a day, girl. And all I got to do is look over there at you. And I hadn't drank no Coke in 8 weeks. So,
praise God.
But let me tell you something. You're not going to believe this. Chase can verify it for me here. I didn't get a Coke, but I got a little, you know, upset a while ago. So when I come by, I got a Mountain Dew. I don't even like Mountain Dew. Okay. I've drank about a fourth of it. Isn't that right, Chase?
Probably why you need to drink it.
And so I was like, that tastes terrible, Linda. I'm not. And then I'm looking at your picture here on my phone. I'm not drinking that because I might have to stand next to you. I might have to. I want to take a picture with you one day. But I, so I want to look good when I do it.
It's all good.
Listen, we've been talking with Linda Bolton. She's from Noonan, Georgia, and she is faithfully fit, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful motivational person. She is 60 years young, beautiful. Go to her Facebook page and look her up, Linda M. Bolton. That's B-O-L-T-O-N. All you got to do is look at her in that green bikini competition bikini, and you can, her body is absolutely beautiful. But more than that, Linda is also beautiful from the inside out. Well, we've had a great show for hear you today, Jim Puckett, along with Linda Bolton. Next week, we've got Tracy Livingston. We'll be talking about hormones and low testosterone and what you can do about it and hypothyroidism. So I hope that y'all would join me next Thursday night. This is WVGA 105.9 Fit Talk Radio, and I'm Maria, your host. I hope that you will always stay in faith. Love your family, and always stay fit. We will see you next Thursday night. Good night.